This is VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. China is ramping up its trade battle with the U.S., fighting back after the Trump administration announced new penalties on Chinese products last week. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Starting June 1st, Beijing says it'll add tariffs of up to 25% on some American goods, covering thousands of products from batteries to spinach to coffee. It's retaliation for the U.S. boosting duties on some Chinese imports. The trade battle has spooked investors, and the Dow's been down more than 600 points today. President Trump continues insisting the tariffs on Chinese goods do not hurt American consumers, which economists like Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick say just is not true.
There are essentially two entities that end up paying the cost of tariffs in the United States, and that is business and consumers.
Presidents warning China will be hurt very badly if they cannot agree on a trade deal. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Saudi Arabia says two of its oil tankers suffered significant damage in a sabotage attack early Sunday off the coast of the United Arab Emirates. No specifics of the damage were released. The United States issued a warning early Monday about alleged acts of sabotage aimed at ships in the Gulf of Oman. The warning comes at a time of heightened tension between the U.S. and Iran. Those tensions were at the top of the agenda today, as U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with allies at European Union headquarters in Brussels. Britain, France, and Germany voiced new support for the international pact to curb Iran's nuclear weapons program, while warning Washington against increasing tensions in the Persian Gulf region. Washington has moved an aircraft carrier strike group to the Middle East in response to concerns Iran may be planning an attack against American targets. This is VOA News.